show them I'm too hot
and sure just from there is the day best
now
up and down Broadway.
Out of town, I won't down when I walk on Main Street.
A little touch of Broadway coming to Baltimore tonight when the acclaimed New York cabaret team Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano return to Germano's Piattini in Little Italy. They'll present a show called Downton Abbey Road, The Best of Britain, known for their imaginative interpretations of the American songbook as well as more contemporary fare. Comstock and Fasano are award-winning artists who are regulars on the New York cabaret circuit as well as in venues around the country. And Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano join me today here in Studio A. It's good to see you guys.
Great to see you, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
And full disclosure, we've been buddies for a while. We have committed a few crimes on stages ourselves.
Don't tell all our secrets, Tom.
That's right. That's right. So, Eric Comstock, the three rules of show business. Number one, never work with kids. Number two, never work with dogs. Number three, if you don't have a good program, if you don't have a good set list, doesn't matter how well you sing it and play it, the show is going to bomb. You guys are masters at coming up with terrific ideas and concepts for shows. So this one you're going to do tonight, Downton Abbey Road. How did you put this thing together?
God forgive us for that title, but it was always something that we thought about because two of our favorite pop jazz singers would be Frank Sinatra and Mel Torme. They actually did albums for their British fans of songs from the British Isles, and only one of them they had only one song in common, but I've always loved those albums. And so we've been kicking around for years what to do next. And we just thought people will be very surprised and delighted by the contemporary songs and the older songs that are American standards. And as Barbara puts it in the show, we're penned across the pond.
Across the pond. So it's everything from stuff written in the 30s to the Beatles, et cetera. So, Barbara, the endeavor of deciding what order and putting things together and figuring out what you're going to tell the audience in between. You guys are so good at this, but it really is something that takes a lot of premeditation, doesn't it?
Yes, a lot of work, and I'm happy to say that our marriage has survived it, so that's very nice.
That helps, too. That's right. When you're not in the middle of a divorce proceeding, you can come up with a set list a lot easier.
But sometimes coming up with a set list brings you very close to the middle of a divorce proceeding. No, it can be very fraught. I mean, you don't want to rush these things. I think that's a lot of fun for both of us, though. You know, I think we work a lot instinctively. We choose songs that really speak to us and tell stories that we think are interesting, and then, you know, just like with any creative project, you put it together and you really don't know until you put it up on its feet, and then hopefully the audience likes it. And we've had great success with this show. We opened it at Birdland for a week's run, and then we took it to
Palm Beach.
We've been to Provincetown for a music festival with it. We're bringing it to St. Louis in October, so it seems to be a pleasant visit with the Brits.
And of course you have a marriage that has in fact survived this collaboration. Your wedding anniversary, by the way, Eric, is next month.
Thank you very much.
Putting you on the spot. What's how many?
Leonard Bernstein's birthday.
There you go.
That helps. 13.
Mm-hmm.
August 25th.
But of course, you do work with other people. Here's a clip of Eric. You're singing a terrific tune called If I Had You with a great guitarist named Randy Napoleon.
How to smile, I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue if I had you.
Eric Comstock and Randy Napoleon. So, Barbara, you also collaborate with a bunch of other folks. Here's a little clip of your singing a terrific tune that you're going to sing tonight, actually, called A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Mm-hmm.
night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
So, Barbara, working with your husband, it's obviously it's different than working with other, you know, musicians. And you know, some of these folks are folks you've probably known longer than you've known Eric, for gosh sake.
Yes, I mean, that's true.
But what is that dynamic, the fact that you guys are married, how does that dynamic inform what you all do?
Well, we stop a lot for coffee and food, I'll have to say. There's always a nice bowl of pasta waiting for a break. I have to say it's mostly fantastic. I suppose it can go lots of different ways, but I feel blessed, you know, that Eric and I do really meet in the middle in terms of our musical sensibility. And one of the best things about working with your husband is that the flow of the music and the flow of the work completely dovetails with the flow of your life. You know, I'm a great believer that everything
scheduling
really connects.
Yeah.
Scheduling is really easy. You can be inspired at 3 a.m. and nudge him and say, get up, I've got a great idea for a medley. So I think the best part of it is that it just completely flows all the time. And the worst part about it is that it completely flows all the time. You know, you really sometimes really need to say, okay, you know what? Today, no working.
Yeah.
Today we're gonna do an artist date. We're gonna take ourselves to the museum. We're gonna go see a silly movie. We're not gonna work. We're gonna give ourselves some space for this. But mostly, it really is wonderful.
Yeah. Eric Comstock, the American Songbook, of which you have been a wonderful advocate and terrific artist, you and Barbara both. It's amazing how many pop artists pick up it sort of later in their career. You know, Rod Stewart has an American Songbook album, and you know, the list goes on and on. But I wonder, when you hear a Rod Stewart or a Lady Gaga do records with Tony Bennett and stuff, do you think that's good for the cause? Is that advancing the cause? Is that denigrating the cause? Because this is not the stuff that they do the way you and Barbara do it. These are not experts in the field. On balance, is it an upside or a downside?
I think there's a definite upside to exposure of the material. But I think, you know, what Barbara and I endeavor to do is really bring the life we lead, you know, on stage, make it a party for folks, as we will tonight at Germano's. But it's a very intelligent form. These were extremely bright people who wrote this material. And we just believe, you know, even though it's fun and irreverent and dirty, as well as you've just heard with A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, so romantic, but it's so well crafted. We just try and it's our job, I think, to show folks the celebration of craft and quality and popular music that is wonderful. And since it has survived for nearly, some of this music has survived for nearly a century, it proves that it will withstand whatever people do to it.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding. Eric Comstock and Barbara Fasano, they're going to be mining gems from across the pond tonight in a cabaret show that they're calling Downton Abbey Road, the best of Britain. It's at Germano's Piattini in Little Italy here in Baltimore. Dinner starts at 6:30. The show starts at 7:30. We've got a link to the details on our website, wipr.org/midday. That will do it for us today. Coming up Monday, another installment of Midday on Ethics. Dr. Jeffrey Kahn of the Johns Hopkins Berman Institute of Bioethics joins me. We're going to talk about that tragic case involving the baby Charlie Gard in London and the ethical dilemmas that his case has brought to the fore. That's coming up Monday on Midday. Thanks to Patengo Bakery and Cafe for providing lunch today. They're located on South Ann Street in historic Fells Point. They specialize in imported Italian charcuterie and house-made breads and pastries. They're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with menu and hours on their website, patengogelato.com/bakery. Midday's head baker, director, and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill produce our program. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are Xandra Ellen, Rollin Hugh, and Jen Schultz. Thanks again for listening. We'll send you out with another cut featuring Barbara Fasano. Here she is singing the great Rodgers and Hart tune, Where or When. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.
Like this before, we looked at each other in the same way then, but but I can't remember.